Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show at the Fox Theater in Atlanta, Georgia on September 20th.
Hey.
Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kathleen.
Hello, Kathleen. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Gainesville, Georgia.
What do you do there in Gainesville?
I actually just live in Gainesville. I work in Athens, Georgia at the university.
Oh, yeah, the University of Georgia there, right? Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And what do you do for them?
I am a secretary, or as we like to say, administrative assistant.
I see.
What color is your pen?
Well, Kathleen, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis right here is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on two of the limericks, you will be the winner of our game. Are you ready to play?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
You seemed surprised. You knew what you were getting into when you called us.
I know.
All right. Here we go. Here is your first limerick. Bill?
The battlefield's mist portends doom. Yet it carries the scent of fresh bloom. And no one can tell there's a gunpowder smell, because we've masked it by spraying...
Perfume.
Yes! Iran has developed a new military strategy called Deceit Perfume. It works like this. A fragrance machine pumps out a pleasant odor that masks the scent of Iranian troops and gunpowder, that sort of thing. So you can imagine, say, two American Marines, they're out on patrol, and they hear something. You know, they hear something. It's like, oh, is that Iranian troops? And the other guy's like, I don't know, but that freshly baked bread just shot me. Here's your next limerick.
You've seen me gorge food like a shark. Oh, I've heard all your snarky remarks. For reduced appetite, I'll try dimming the lights, because folks eat much less in the...
Oh, in the dark.
In the dark, that's right. There you go, another diet tip for you.
Good for you.
Turn off the lights. A new study from Cornell and the Georgia Institute of Technology has discovered the secret to weight loss. If you eat your food in the dark, you will eat less, probably because you can't find your damned food. How was dinner? I don't know. I had to settle for the napkin. It's all I could find.
So they mean completely dark? Or?
Well, they mean actually dim. This is true. They conducted the research at a Hardee's restaurant. And they took part of the Hardee's and they dimmed it. You know, the candlelight really dim and people ate less.
Well, of course. If you dim the lights at a restaurant like that, you get suspicious.
Yeah.
Like, what am I eating? But you go in really nice restaurants and they're dim. And, I mean, I eat tons in those places.
Yeah. I eat the most in the dark because I feel like if I didn't see it, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay, you're doing great. Here, of course, is your last limerick.
If my path at the firm has been dragging, it's because I have not set tongues wagging. So I'll speed up my fate by proclaiming I'm great. To get noticed, I need to be...
Oh, gosh. Bragging?
Bragging!
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes!
That was a random guess.
Kathleen!
According to a new study at Northwestern University, the way to get ahead at work is to brag as loudly and as often as possible about your past successes.
I really nailed that last limerick. I mean, I really read the crap out of it.
you sure did. It was impressive. While we're taking the time, Bill, anything else you want to mention?
Women want to be with me. And men want to be me.
Bill, how did Kathleen do in our quiz?
You know, I think Kathleen scored a perfect. Athens, Georgia, you are great.
Woohoo!
Thank you so much for playing, Kathleen.
Thank you, guys. It was so great.